mean that carnal ordinance is not really what it's about. In the New Testament, we have a new law. We don't have to be circumcised. That was determined by the apostles and prophets of our Lord Jesus Christ. Circumcision is not important anymore. So we don't have to do it. And it's not a sign. But baptism? I would never see any reason for a Christian not to be baptized if they have opportunity. To reject baptism, it's like saying, it's like thumbing your nose at Christ. Honestly, say like, oh, you know, well, I don't need to be baptized. Well, Jesus said he needed, you know, John, when Jesus came up, said, Jesus, you know, I need to be baptized by you. I shouldn't be baptized. And Jesus said, it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. And I say, of me. If I'm going to conform to the image of Christ, it behooves me to fulfill all righteousness. So I have that seal. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 13, chapter 4. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Meaning it didn't come, if you obey these laws. It was this. Now, Abraham could have not believed God at that second. And I suppose, you know, I mean, obviously it couldn't be in another way because of the God is the determining cause. I mean, he made all these things happen. I mean, Abraham isn't going to say, sorry, God, no thanks, you know. But theoretically speaking, if he had not received it by faith, well, then he wouldn't be the father of the world, heir of the world. You know, why is that? Through Christ, because Christ being his seed, and through Christ, the whole world, meaning Jews and Gentiles. The promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. Meaning, this was before the law that Paul is speaking. When the promise came to Abraham in Genesis, it was not, there was no law. It was just like, hey, Abraham, you're going to be father of many nations. Oh, yeah, really? Oh, wow, cool. And he believed it. Now, when God says to me, it's not because God says, Paul, thou shalt not. No, it is, Paul, you are going to be sober, godly, righteous. And I say, I believe you. Amen. That is the righteousness of faith. Because, you know, here's the thing. The crux is, God has said that. You're going to live this way in this present world. And I say, even so, come Lord Jesus, do it. Verse 14, for if they which are of the law be heirs, faith is made void, and the promise made of none effect, because the law worketh wrath. For where no law is, there's no transgression. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end the promise might be sure to all. The promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee the father of many nations, before him who he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not, as though they were, or as being. So, let's run back up. Verse 14. I love this. They which are of the law being heirs, meaning, If the legalism could make you an heir, I mean, following some particular rule, then faith has no place. Because you know, if I say, well, the rule is, I confess with my lips and believe in my heart, that makes faith void. It really does. That's the funny thing. It's like they think, we believe in salvation by faith, by grace. And you know what? They don't. It's false. They are actually following a legalistic system of salvation, whereby fulfilling a law, I can get back at that. I guess because I always have this knack of seeing the reverse side of things and seeing how, gosh, they turn everything on its head. I mean, I can see it. And that's what I see with this. They've turned salvation on its head. They call it grace, but it's not grace. It's law. It's amazing. It's crazy. The faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. because the law worketh wrath, because it tells you what you're, the purpose of law is to tell you what you're not doing right. Same thing with this salvation law that they come up with. They just believe in it. You know, it seems like, well, it's so little. It's just one little commandment. Exactly. Because all that does, again, because it's just a commandment, is it shows you what you need to fulfill. And so people who believe in Christ, the funny thing is, they'll condemn people who believe in Christ and seek to serve him by godliness and so on and so forth, and think that, you know, if you have my doctrine, their doctrine condemns me. Their doctrine actually condemns the righteousness of God. Because I know if someone were to listen to me who is steeped in this gospel, quote unquote, of grace, in the modern teaching, not the gospel of grace as taught by Paul here in the book of Romans. No, no, no. The one by the perverse men who teach it. I can't remember their names offhand. But it's out there. If they hear it, they'll say, oh, he's blasphemer. Oh, he's so wrong. And it's like, and for all I'm doing, even though I believe Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, you know, and I confess him with my mouth, they might still count me as saved, but it's like, I don't know. I'm not actually sure how that would work. But still, if you're not doing that, all it's doing is showing you what you're doing wrong. See, that's what they all say. It's like, you need to just trust in Jesus and don't try to do anything else. And they'll say, oh, no, not baptism, not these other things, just trust. As if when I go to baptism, as if I'm not trusting Jesus alone. Of course I'm trusting Jesus alone. Jesus is the guy who taught me to get baptized. I'm trusting him by going and getting baptized because he said it behooves us to fulfill all righteousness. So go shoot me for not believing in Jesus and trusting in him alone. No, I am trusting in him alone. The law worketh wrath. For there is no law, there is no transgression. It's because it comes to this legalistic interpretation. It ends up working wrath. Because all they've done is isolated people from the truth. And isolate them in a tiny thing, and it will work wrath. It's another system of salvation where if you do this, and the thing is that what it is in that, the reason that almost doesn't fit here is because they've set the bar so low, you have to do almost nothing to be saved. Meaning, salvation is a work that is, one, almost entirely dependent on you. See, you provide the faith, because in my system, God provides everything. He gives me the ability to believe in him. He gives me the faith. You know, because I could hear the promise, Paul, you're going to be like this. And I know there's people out there who say, no, you can't be like that. See, they don't have the gift of faith. If you have the gift of faith, you're going to say,